Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And of course, I am coming to you live with lots of love and just a little touch of southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia today. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me today from all over the world, it seems, from Canada, from London, from Africa, from Australia, and of course, my faithful listeners in the U.S. And my declaration over your life today is that all things are possible if you believe and take action. I also want to thank all of you for making the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show one of the most popular shows on Blog Talk Radio. Well, as I said, it is a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. It is springtime, and it is spectacular. I really think that springtime in Atlanta displays the magnificence and awesomeness of God, and man, I just really love it. Well, how are you doing this week? I pray that you are beginning to experience major changes and manifestations in your life, and I know that is the truth because I have been receiving emails from all over the world about how this show is really changing your life, and you know that's why God really gave me this idea of really just serving and loving people and sharing great information with you. Well, I am doing great. I had a very exciting week this week. This morning, I was the speaker for a Law of Attraction meetup group here in the Atlanta area, and I'm grateful for that opportunity, and I had an opportunity to really meet some really great people. Well, my special guest today is Mr. Bernie Dorman, but before I introduce Bernie, I would like to share with you about some of my upcoming guests. Next week, my special guest will be Mr. Jack Canfield, best-selling co-author and founder of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And, of course, we all remember Jack as one of the featured guests on the movie The Secret. And in a couple of weeks, Marie Diamond from The Secret will be a special guest on my show. She and I are trying to coordinate our schedules, as she lives in France, and, you know, there's, a 7-hour time difference. So I want you to keep listening, keep growing, and make sure you tell your friends about the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. But today, are you in for a life-changing experience? My special guest today is Mr. Bernie Dorman. Bernie is the founder of CEO Space, Inc., and inventor of a new classroom technology for public schools called Super Teaching. He is a best-selling author, radio show host, and movie writer-producer. Bernie is a world change agent advising CEOs of the largest industries as well as heads of state. He is known as the coach of the coaches, advising celebrity and thought leaders with past relationships that include Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, and Lisa Nichols. However, Bernie states that I love my career as dad more than any other, and I think he shared with me earlier that he has 9 children, some of whom he adopted, whom he all raised. Isn't that magnificent? I just love that. Bernie's father, Alan Dorman, was a leader in corporate training coaching such figures as Napoleon Hill, Bucky Fuller, Walt Disney, Earl Nightingale, President Jack Kennedy, and many others, creating the world stage that Bernie grew up within. So doesn't that sound remarkable? And I am really so excited about the show today. I've been doing a lot of research and listening to a lot of his materials, and you are really in for a treat. So I just want to welcome Bernie. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Constance, I'm so glad to be here, and I want to tell you, you know, next week you've got Jack Canfield, And everybody has to tell three guests to come and listen when Jack comes on. Jack's Soul Chicken Soup for $68 million still has a long-term contract to work for them for life. And when he made that sale, I got the first call. And I have to tell you, Jack is an archangel of God. He is here in a place where, out of all the people I coach and all the big names everybody knows, Jack is the single most unchanged by money, power, and influence, and the most chained by his own imagination to the work of transformation on this planet. So he is really an authority figure. I can't tell you, when you get the chance to hear Jack live, phone in live, talk to him, be with him, and get his words currently. And his big theme right now is being. You know, are you being angry right now? Are you being happy right now? And your being is something you control absolutely. And getting into what you want to be, who you want to be, is your own choice. Get free who you want to be free and have them on next week. You will change their life, and you'll really have a show I would record because it's going to be one you want to listen to.
Well, thank you for that, Bernie. I'm really excited about it, and really, if you want to hear the story behind that, I really had a great desire to interview Jack, and you're one of the reasons why I'm interviewing him, so I'm going to share the story with you. Everybody asked me, Constance, if there was one person who you wanted to interview, who would it be? And I said, Jack Canfield. And so about a year ago, I put Jack on my vision board, and I just prayed about it and just believed. Of course, I contacted his PR person many, many times, and they said, no, he's busy. He's only speaking to large audiences. And so I just sort of put it in the back of my mind and knew that the how is up to God, but the what is up to me. And so, Bernie, when I called just to make the final touches on your show today, I asked the young lady, do you have anyone else who I might interview? And I wasn't really thinking of Jack. And she said, well, let me call you back in about 30 minutes. And in 30 minutes, she called me back and said, would you like to interview Jack Canfield? But the story is, had I never called her to ask for the final prep for this show today, I would have never asked that question, and I believe that God led me to ask that question. So for you, I'm grateful, Bernie.
Well, you know, that's for every one of the folks we want to serve so much, and that's you. You're here for a reason. There's always a perfect reason, and you've got to understand, if I could give you the secret of the secrets, it's every night when you go to bed. Every night at that most critical time, spend the time with your own mantra on that pillow and it's private just to you, and indicate that all your busy stuff, all that work, all that stuff you want to do in the future, all that undone stuff, just turn it over to that unimaginable power that is you, that is absolutely breathing in you, living in you, that is your life essence, and allow that power to take over from you. Take over for you and release it and say just what you said, Constance. The how is up to you, Father in heaven. The what is what I'm asking you to resolve. Resolve all these things that I worry about, etc., and put legions of your sleep angels in the room and give me the peace and joy of your heart. You are never anxious. You are never having a problem in the world of the creation. You never file for Chapter 11 reorganization, and you never will. And so it's abundant of all things that is nuts about us. We so forget how crazy nuts anyone is about their children. And we're the children of God. We should trust how crazy nuts the parent is about us and just allow ourselves every night, turn it over, and allow power way beyond your understanding to work things out in another time, not your time. It's always thy will be done, not my will. It's a hard prayer because it'll come about just like Jack is going to be on the show next week. And some would call that a miracle, but you call it gratitude with a grateful heart because you know why and where it comes because you're a practitioner. And
right.
Those that are waking up, yeah, we wake up by just this. Is how we wake up. We just start practicing this. And, you know, I find when we practice higher consciousness in living, we are challenged by betrayal. And you have these ignorances that are not knowing your nature and what you're doing, and it causes you to have what I call the density. It could be anger, it could be depressing things, it could be sadness, it could be, you know, different things. And if you can stay centered in your joy and your grateful spirit, everything that happens to you is a lesson. Everything has a tremendous amount of lesson behind it and capacity for learning, and learn about yourself, learn about the things you don't want in your life. I mean, those are very important things. But don't hate them. Don't attack them. Those are the two words. Don't hate them. Don't attack them. Back up and give them blessings as you back up, because they don't serve you. And as you release them, you turn around and get the opposite. If you hate them and attack them, you get the same alcoholic, abusive husband that you just left. So you need to find a way to release them, because they're too ignorant to understand how much you love them. That's all your worst betrayal actually is. And the only reason it's painful is because you love them so much, really. That's all your unforgivens. And just releasing them as spirits that aren't educated enough, they just are high school dropouts spiritually. And the soul only has two states. I mean, it chooses to consume itself, eat itself up, and it's very painful to watch it. Or it chooses joy. There are no other states. And when you see souls that are eating themselves up with blame and anger and hatred and so forth, it's just boring, really. I mean, when you get to a certain level, it's boring. You feel, you know, sad. And you can never wake someone else up. I mean, the soul has to find its own hunger to know itself better. And as soon as it does, and it starts to have an appetite for self-awareness, knowing itself and its purity and its goodness and its love internally and its clock to the founder, it becomes peaceful and joyful and grateful, and it becomes a successful soul instead of a failed soul. And all we have to do is worry about our soul, because if you keep pure in that journey, you surround yourself all of a sudden with these amazing, miraculous partnerships, friendships, and associations that become holy witnesses who vibrate at your frequency and are, you know, I call them the difference of fairies and boulders. And when you live a life, I think you want to live a life with other fairies if you are one, because trying to be a boulder if you're a fairy is very painful.
So you talk a lot about consciousness and being awake to who we are. Is that what you're talking about? And if someone is not awake, how can they begin to awaken to who they are?
Well, I think you have to just grab hold of the notion that you were never born, you are never going to die, and you can't even pronounce your real name on this plane. And you have been here from the foundation of the world. And you are a vibrating, wonderful package of light with a unique frequency. Call it the sound of creation, as if the Big Bang were a consciousness, not our Big Bang, but the Big Bang of all the possibilities and multiverses and all of the different things we haven't yet discovered, because we're such a small bubble of it all. But you know, take all our world we think we know and all the worlds we're discovering, and come back to all of it so perfect, and you find out that in all of that, that original shout was a song of joy, of creation, and the light that went out was the only light there was, the God light. But on one frequency of that song, on one note, it's constants. But it's the same light constants, yours and mine. On another frequency, it's Bernie Dorman. And on another, it's a petunia. Thank God.
Wow.
And so we just have the same light in everything. And when you wake up, you start seeing it in a plant or an animal or the sky I'm looking at in Florida that looks like a Japanese stand spread out that only God could paint, with the colors coming from the sunset in Tarpon Springs in Florida near Tampa, on a day where it's 80 degrees exactly with a gentle breeze, And you could say there is a need to leave this earth to get to heaven, but it's pretty close in Tarpon Springs, probably in Atlanta, right about
now. Oh, it is. It's so beautiful here. Well, you know, Bernie, I heard you talk about divine attraction and divine right authority. Please expound on that for my listeners. What is divine attraction?
Well, the problem is we can't use the power of the universe to get what we want by expressing a selfish kind of interest that is, give me this, give me that. What we can do is allow the ordering process, the organizing principles, because the power to create everything you want, when you make your vision board and put it artistically and keep your spirit focused, in other words, how are you alive? You spend most of your time where you're not alive. What does that mean? Your aliveness is peaked. Your energy is intense. It's like the power from the three prongs at the dryer. When you look at your life from attention, your attention is your aliveness. And focusing and holding your attention is what creates your results and creates your reality. And most of us have our attention wandering all over the place. It's like a fire hose that eight firemen can't keep on the ground that's just spraying everywhere through the pressure. And we're like the old movie Goofy, yahoo hoo hoo, trying to figure out how to hold that attention on even the thing we wanted. And so when you make your vision board, holding your attention on that is reality, I will have Jack Canfield here. And you don't have to worry about when or how. And the orderly principles of power will put it together. Now, to the extent you create advantages, in other words, if you start working toward it, now let's say you want to do something and you want, Napoleon Hill suggested that you get specialized knowledge that is highly organized. And Bob Proctor suggested that you don't need to be the person that has the knowledge or has the highly organized set of skills. You can, from the person that has the knowledge, get the ideas that will be perfected by inspiration from God. It'll come through you as you start to be interested in that frequency of activity. Then, and that could be relationship, parenting, career, anything that's objective to you. And you're the only one that can live your life, and no one else has any bearing on it, no matter what they think, say, their judgments, their approval and acceptance. The only thing that matters is how joyful and grateful you are in your relationship as a divine agency, that you are God expressing God's selfness through your individuality, but you are not an individual. You are actually taking individual action as a custodian for the maker of all things. Once you're in surrender to that, Christ surrender, Buddha surrender, the surrender of Muhammad, once you're in surrender to that force and power, then you have to release that it is always the organizing law that creates the result. Now, if you use your own talent to learn more about the area you're going into, put effort into it, what will seem like miracles will come up. Contacts you never had in that area, key connections will come up. They're not accidents. They're all from you. And they come because you were focusing your attention and holding it, and that created by law. So the divine power was now at work, and then the laws of the universe create organization that will come to manifest for you. The manifestation will always come. It may not be in the time you're thinking, like 90 days, but when it comes, you will discover that as you grow toward it, it grew you. Whatever you put your passion on spiritually, as you grow it, it grows you. Parenting, relationship, career, and spiritual pursuit and an adventure undertaking.
Wow, that's so amazing. So surrendering your life to God, was that a process for you? How did that work in your life, Bernie?
Well, it was an appetite. We didn't have an option with the father I grew up with. We were, from a very early stage, brought up by the most awake thinkers on the planet. So we were thirsty and hungry for more information about our ability as nine brothers and sisters to help each other in our understanding of our journey, of being more, we never looked at consumption for our own needs or things or stuff we wanted for our own behests. We were informed at 5, at 6, at 7, at 8, that our life was about contribution, and how we were successful was showing the number of people we could actually mark as those we have contributed to. That the bigger lives, the more successful lives, would have contributed to more contribution to greater numbers, and that everyone else was at mission to help them do it, and in the process, they would grow themselves in understanding and closeness to the source and the ability to constantly be on what we call the great adventure, which is self-discovery in the unity of yourself to your source. It's a very personal, individual experience, and it encompasses all faiths and religions because at core, they all say the same thing, the exact same thing. And Dad used to have an interesting saying that's good for everyone in religious expression, which is everything that is different about us and that we spend time on that separates us and that makes us different in organized religions makes the Lord God yawn. Yawn like going to sleep in a rocking chair and can't keep eyes open. And whatever we focus on in religious thought that is the same about us and is all unified in the same gives God belly laughs and makes God ripple with agonies of mirth and joy and pride in us. So do we want God falling off to sleep or scream laughing? And if we start to focus on what's the same about us, the religions can all come together and we can have what we need really, which is the United Nations of religious thought, because nothing would create a cessation of war faster than that.
And so growing up around Walt Disney and Napoleon Hill, that had to shape your life and form your thinking. What was
well,
it like growing
that,
up as a child around those powerful people?
You don't know it. You're just a little kid. And they are doing things in your life that are working agents of correction, guidance, mentorship, that later you value as priceless. And hopefully before they passed, you're able to tell them what they did for you as a mentor, which is the only thing you can do is acknowledge your mentors. But they had enormous impact on all of us, and we were so fortunate. We just didn't know that these people that were coming over to the house to see our father were world figures or famous figures. I mean, we knew Walt Disney, but we really didn't know. I didn't know who Uncle Napoleon Hill was. I called him Uncle Nappy until I was in my teens, and so I didn't really understand Think and Grow Rich and all of that at my younger ages.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I heard you talk about the importance of mentors in your life. I think you said you had two mentors. How can someone who is listening choose a mentor, and how important is a mentor in a person's life?
Well, in my case, I never wanted them. You know, I just wanted to have certain things manifested, and then the mentor in that area showed up. And you don't even know at the time they're helping you, but you don't realize the consequence and the gravity of that mentorship. You don't realize that it's going to save you. Really, you only have to learn by trial and error and the hard knocks kind of thing, and that takes 5 years, 10 years. Or a mentor can help you in 72 minutes save all 10 years. You won't have the mistakes. You won't have the betrayals. You won't have the setbacks financially. You won't have the hardships. One idea from a mentor and you do not get divorced. One idea from a mentor and you do not go Chapter 11 or file bankruptcy. Just one idea. It's only an idea. And you're in a new frame of you didn't even know. So the possibilities are endless for all of us. And we are just needing to have elevation. You know, get our step ladder out so that we can get up to the highest rung and turn on arc lamps that will illuminate all of the possibilities. The possibilities are going out from your feet 5,000 miles in every direction in a billion squares that is the Lord's chessboard. And you can only see usually a little piece that's illuminated between your feet.
Wow, that is so powerful. So should you ask someone to mentor you? How do you find your mentor? Do they come to you? Do you pray for them? Or should you see someone and say, wow, I think that person could really help or mentor me?
There are three or four phrases that are the most powerful phrases of awake living on the planet. I choose you is one. Will you mentor me is another. I choose you, Constance. Will you mentor me? How would you say no to that? If you're vibrating at any, the honor of being asked to do that is so thrilling. And it always comes back. There's no higher gift. Our first charity is tithing our brain, tithing our what we have inside. And so that mentorship is our first tithing, not money, not time at the soup kitchen. And once you start mentoring more, you also are mentored more. You have mentors show up more. But, you know, if you're going into career, find the area of the most successful people in the direction you're going and ask them to mentor you. Say, will you take a 90-minute lunch and mentor us? Get by the screens and secretaries and ask for a mentoring lunch in the next 20 days. They all have an open lunch. They'll do a mentoring lunch. Get a mentoring lunch from the best you can associate with. And you'll get just unbelievable traction to action in relationship mentors, in parenting mentors, in recreation and balance in your life mentors, in experiencing your spiritual acceleration mentors.
Oh, powerful. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm interviewing Bernie Dorman. He's founder of CEO Space. And Bernie, before we talk about that, I would like for you to share, what do you believe are some limiting beliefs that really keep people from being successful?
The problem is you live in the mother of all viruses. So the mother of all viruses is constantly at work. You get reinfected by wireless, and you don't have a McAfee and Norton 360 to remove that virus from your PC or equivalent if you're a Mac user. And that virus is competition in all its forms. There is no spirit that is a competition with another spirit. There is no spirit that is over another spirit because it has a PhD, a beamer, or it's pretty or thin or in some physical form. There is only spirits that are breathing orbs of light that love one another unconditionally when they get rid of the ignorances, the lack of memory because we're in this plane. So the first thing we have to realize is all competition of all forms is not of God or spiritual. God is not schizophrenic and is not at war with self. And so we have to be in the peaceful joy spot of the Maker to return to our nature, which is what we really are anyway. And everything that is, you know, the pain in our body is all, you're just whirling energy. You can grow a new lung and you can create wellness and any illness you have, but you have to have that perfect union with your Maker to allow that energy of perfection to be in you, which it is. It is you. You block it by taking emotional license to grab hold of what we call the densities, and they come from competition and competitive thought. When you learn to be cooperative, unconditionally cooperative with each other, in your businesses, in your enterprises, that means civically, community, family, nations and states, we have a different planet. And we can't solve the environment, for instance, and the future of longevity and the issues we need to face now. We can't handle these things except cooperatively. We can't do it competitively. And if we do it in competition, we can try and help Haiti, but all the corruption stifling so much of the money away because of the competition. It's just competitive systems versus cooperative systems. Cooperative systems have no secrets. They're fully reportable and transparent, and it doesn't allow for the kind of greed and theft that competition allows for, where few hold sway over the many. So really the final revolution is free enterprise, but in a cooperative system with cooperative capitalism, not competitive capitalism. Competitive capitalism is what we all see and are all disappointed in. And it only takes 12 laws to change it all. And it's coming. It's actually slowly coming in because it's conscious. It has to come. And so the future is all going to be about the discussion between competitive action, competitive thought, people saying, well, that's more competitive. They won't criticize each other. And the other person that's getting the input there will say, right, and then move to be more cooperative. And we'll all work on being more cooperative. And slowly the real estate for the virus-damaged thinker that is filled with that virus of vicious, tribal, warlike, personally mean, individually cruel, competitive toxicity will be less and less real estate. There just won't be real estate for them because we will take over as cooperationalists in the higher form of thought. So the mother of all, once you peel it all away, it's competition versus cooperation and bringing the revolution of cooperation in systems and in behavior to the planet.
Well, you say that competition is a failed model and it uses fear and punishment, but cooperation and collaborations equal abundance.
Yes.
That
Explain
sounds
it.
Very interesting to me because we've been taught all of our lives, you know, to be competitive. And so how do we begin to shift our thinking?
That's a failed model. That was from the 17th century from a man named Adam Smith, who's an economist. And all of his math is proven wrong, and they still teach it and swear by it. And it's just wrong. And economists know that that math doesn't work. They're all talking about the math doesn't work, but they don't know what the new math is. We do, and there are groups of us around the world that do, and we're influencing. We're trying to make them aware of it, the people that are powerful in economics at the top of influencing government. We're trying to let them know what the new economics look like. So they know the old one doesn't work now. They're talking about that in the front page of papers just last week all over the world. But they don't know what the new model looks like. And we're trying to teach them. And basically, you've got a pyramid. And at the top of the pyramid is fear, and at the bottom is punishment. You're fired in the middle. And that's not a way for humans to enjoy their entire life in the fruitful endeavors of their genius and their expression of talents in community. Now, in the pyramid that has different rules for cooperation, at the top of the pyramid is integrity, and at the bottom is money and power. In the competitive pyramid, money and power are always at the top, and integrity is always at the bottom with one of the others. You can never have anything but exploitation of human beings when you have anything but integrity at the top of the pyramid. So holding integrity at the top of the pyramid of organizational structure and theory is a design of cooperative enterprise. And it takes a new model for employee reward and recognition systems, whether that's 3M Corporation or a dentist office, both of which and everybody in between we have remodeled in their workplace. And we think that workplace movement from competitive systems to cooperative systems is the biggest thing going on, whether it's the retail space or whether it's any space, because we have people that are switched on and turned on and love what they're doing and help the enterprise. You can't get the performance in a competitive exploitation system that you can out of a cooperative switched on, turned on system. You just can't. So people that are performance masters are saying, gosh, we got to move over to cooperation because we get better bottom line results. We get sustained results. We get companies that care about the customer differently. You can't build customer service in a competitive, exploit the people who are supposed to take your brand and welcome your customers. Those people that are exploited will express their frustration to your customers, and your customers will feel you don't care about them.
Right. That's a great way of thinking. You know, you talk about being the entrepreneur age. What do you mean by that?
Well, we are looking at 52% of all employment for all the kids getting out of school is self-employment. And starting businesses and making new enterprises, what is creating all the jobs in the nation. All the jobs are coming from that, right? And so we have in many of these counties, Pinellas County in Florida, L.A. school district, the largest in the country. You have everywhere from ranges of 49 to 51% are not finishing high school. Now, what kind of nation are we going to have when less than half of our youngsters are even getting out of high school at all? Mm-hmm. What kind of nation are we going to have for creating the future of inventions and the future of all of the new wonderful potentials for industries and jobs, clean alternative fuels, whole industries in environmental areas, wonderful packages of breakthroughs in our shrinking real estate on communication, getting us closer, helping us to move from bandwidth to everybody's next, the genius that comes through from the other side. We all should be tuning forks for God, and we should have learned in our public schools how to own the restaurant, not just work in it. They don't teach one class how to own the restaurant rather than work in it. We don't need to teach our children to memorize all 50 state capitals, the periodic table of elements, and the old war dates that we're teaching them. That's why God invented search.
That's so true. Well, you are the inventor of a new classroom technology, speaking of schools, called super teaching. What is that?
Well, the kids are bored is why they're dropping out. They're really super learners, and they have some learning disorders that are not learning disorders. It's just their visual cortex from games and media has been super stimulated, so they learn in a visual way more than they used to in the past. So we put three screens behind the teacher, which we did a lot of research on, and we have those screens interactive so that they, without the teacher even paying attention, teacher just does the same lesson they did yesterday. It takes 3-5 minutes to learn to use this. And all of a sudden, the teacher is the star of the theater of education. And all of the learners, your children, are in the picture. They come up on these big screens behind the teacher all the time, and they don't know when. So they sit differently, they dress differently, they participate differently. But most importantly, and the tests show, they get better test scores. They get better results. And so this program is coming out to schools all over the United States. It's in K through 12 through college right now. And you can go to superteaching.org if you're in education. We want to get it to your school, so please help us get it to your school area, superteaching.org, and tell the administration to look at it. And it's brought to them by one of the great universities in the United States.
Well, if you're just joining me again, I'm interviewing Bernie Dorman. He's founder of CEO Space. And Bernie, share with our listeners, what is CEO Space?
Well, a lot of conscious people, we've discovered in the 80s, just did not have the toolkits to manage the dream building on the wallet side. Call it consciousness for the wallet. So we get it, you know, what does conscious capitalism look like? And so we put the rules together and created an entrepreneurial program that is really a doctorate entrepreneurial degree program, a master of entrepreneurialism program, and a four-year university degree program. And we made a program where the conscious business person, they could be wealthy and want to mentor and coach, but also make a lot of money and get the latest upgrade on Wharton School of Business. I mean, the most advanced business training, fresh to the quarter, like the next one's in May. The idea would be, how do we make sure everybody gets into the recovery early, doesn't miss the recovery, and before inflation and prices really go up, they're fully invested in their own business growth. So we invented by having business owners in the 1980s tell us how to do it, and we basically invented a trade show where over a week of time, most people can do more business than they would do in a year. And they do that whether they're a brain surgeon or a retail space person or a service business or a fortune company. And they do it by forming interactive relationships with the CEO to CEO. So a third of the people are pretty large and successful. A third are in the middle, 3 to 15 year mature businesses. And a third are just starting up and developing. And you can imagine if you're starting something, what it's like to have two thirds above you pulling you up, being your investors, helping you get your money. But they're all conscious. Everybody's agreed that they must be kind and generous and unconditionally mentor before they arrive, or we will refund their money. So when they come in, it's a uniquely sweet group. And we have a conscious program for how we do it. We charge a one-time fee. There's no selling of any kind at the program, so nobody's trying to sell you anything. And you have a lifetime access. So basically every 2 months you can come to a trade show that instead of going to booths, where you sit with booths and you spend days at these booths, when you get home everybody wants to know if you won the iPad or not, and nobody really is doing anything with you. You can come and have an enlargement. For instance, you could put your radio show on 20 broadcast stations and do that in 4 weeks because you would have learned to raise capital, and you would have allowed conscious angels to put some money in your company, and you'd have the money to be able to do that in 4 weeks. Now, the resulting footprint of millions of additional listeners would create sponsors from American Express and other conscious interested parties that want to invest in this space, where they would put advertisements behind your growth, and it would change the entire parameter because we created a better plan, we had a better team to do it, and we got the resources to be able to do it. You see why that might save time?
I can see that, and, you know, I was so moved. I must have spent 3 or 4 days just on CEO space, and I'm going to participate in your next program, Bernie, because it's so fascinating. It's so it's in a consciousness of love and loving and caring, and just to listen to all of the testimonies of all the people whose personal lives, but whose businesses were changed in the week. And I'm going to really suggest to all of my listeners that you go and check out CEO Space, because it's very powerful, and it would be a life-changing agency.
Well, when money is your issue, like when money is your next thing that you want to do it consciously, I would look at ceospace.net, which is all videos primarily. That 1,000-page website is primarily video, and you just click some of the videos on the cover page. And you'll see everybody, Jack Canfield, Mark Hansen, Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, Lisa Nichols, John Ashenoff, John Gray of Men Are From Mars. Everybody just about you can name in the industry. Les Brown, you're going to see your heroes telling you this space. And people say, well, why haven't I heard about it? And it's too good to be true. And we're 21 years later, and the reason you haven't heard about it is it's a private club with offices everywhere in the United States and Canada. So you can go CEO Space your city, CEO Space San Francisco, CEO Space Manhattan, CEO Space Tampa, Florida, and find out when the weekly meetings are that are free and come to them. If you ever come to the big retreats, we give you a money-back guarantee. In other words, you have to make money. It's the only program in the world, I think, that says, look, come to it, and you have to feel the value is great enough that you're making your tuition back and making your profits, or we'll write you a check. And people use this over and over. They come 10 times over 24 months. People don't come once. They use that lifetime membership where they can come back for free, and they just build their business around it. They build their systems, they get their teams and their employees that they need, their critical people, they get their import-export, their global, we're in 140 countries, they get their ramp-up, their prototypes, their manufacturing. We had Kevin Harrington there from Shark Tank last time, and he made a deal with a whole bunch of the people that were there, and he was taking them and putting them through his normal on-air program, and that's much bigger than Shark Tank. I mean, he does literally hundreds of millions of dollars in television marketing a year. And he's the biggest in it. He's the best reputation, the best name. The reason he's on Shark Tank is because he helps so many people in business. But he is conscious. He is a very conscious, alert businessman who's done, you know, $4 billion in sales on television. $4
billion.
Wow. Watch him sit with a single mom with a curler package and sign a contract worth millions with her. I mean, it just to watch her I mean, that's her manifestation. That's her dream board. That's everything she wanted coming true. And we love that. I mean, we love seeing those miracles happen every time we can do the program. And when you have Jack on, you can ask him what he thinks about CEO space, and he'll get his own two cents on it. But everybody is looking at it as the top block on conscious capitalism. So wow. When it's time for capitalism, you know, if you want to do self-esteem and that's the next thing in your life, I would do Jack's advanced program. It's the best in the world on that topic. If you want to get your finances accelerated, you want your business to grow faster, you want to lower the cost and the time to get your growth goals, and you don't want to wait, I would click ceospace.net, like network. So just remember, it's the largest business network in the world. So ceospace.net, and just get involved. Start looking at it and see what we do. And if you're a government and you're with government agencies, please look at ceospacenation.com, ceospacenation.com, because we can bring some resources, real, you know, sizable resources to your nation to help you develop your entrepreneur space. We're also doing that for state governments and municipalities, ceospacenation.com.
Well, you know, Bernie, I was very moved by Lisa Nichols' story. I've interviewed Lisa, and she just really shared how you really became her mentor, and you really helped her have great breakthroughs and go through to the next level in her life. And
you know, I have to tell you something. I have to tell you something about Lisa. Lisa did the work. You know, it's like it takes hard work. And Lisa never objected. I mean, when she found she had to do things out of her comfort zone, I can remember when we put her plan together and had a budget and she had to raise some money. And she was just crying as a conscious person, single mom, you know, with her hands, I mean, you know, just weeping. I can't raise money. That's not me. And she learned how abundant the universe is. She learned that capital is just an agreement. It isn't anything to be put off by. It's just an agreement. You have an agreement to get a massage. You exchange some value, both parties. It's just an agreement. All things are flowing because of agreements. The world is just agreements. The goal of a mature, awake human is to take total responsibility for their life, regardless of your poor education, because no one ever trained you in this area. And then to upgrade your skills. Bill Gates said, what's the number one thing you invest in to 25,000 people? He said, without hesitating, yourself, yourself, yourself. Get your skills up. And the master skill is freedom financially. So Lisa, who went from a single mom with some struggle to running an empire all over the world with one now her television show rocketing up and all the successes as a superstar. But that happened fairly fast. And she did that work in each stage. And as she grew, you know, she grew her business, she grew. She became bigger, better, more powerful to be able to manage it. Like managing her empire today is like breathing. She's like very comfortable in that empire, like Oprah is. And she wasn't at the beginning. It grew her as she grew it. But think of how many more people her life is affecting. You know, she has thousands of teens she's prevented suicides from, you know, just that. And she's helped so many others to have their dreams come true. And so all of that is just the magic, watching these angels. Jack, I mean, I can remember with Jack and Mark when Chicken Soup was being put together and watching them grow into how many lives they could affect, how many lives they could benefit. And it's just so thrilling to watch the old life they used to have and the new life, which they can influence so many more people, and how they've grown while they did it, how they grew as people, how they grew their internal compasses. And they're still just starving for more information from the other side, more truth to teach, more inspiration to give out. So the more mature the master, the more the appetite to have the next kernels come through that you can impart to others.
Wow. So, Bernie, what does it feel like for you on a daily basis just to be changing people's lives at the level in which you're doing?
You know, I spend more of my life than I probably would like working with wealthy and affluent people who are coming into CEO space as investors or heads of bigger companies because they need the sophistication level of the top management, which includes me. But what I like doing more of, and I probably do more of this than anybody, more than Tony, more than anybody, is working one-on-one with someone who's stuck and almost broken and lifting them so that in 36 months they're winning awards. And I'll give examples. A third grade music teacher in Tampa whose music department's being closed down, they didn't make much anyway, is now heading up a multi-million dollar company called Piano Wizard, which won the best new toy product in Toy Fair against Nintendo, Xbox, and Disney. He's raised over $10 million. He was in our class last couple weeks ago, and he was getting a new $3.5 million. And that had come from another person he met at the class that was a graduate who brought him to his investors, and they said yes, and he got another $3.5 million. Well, that school teacher didn't know how to raise $15 million and build a $100 million company. Watching that miracle is so wonderful. A guitar player who was about to give up in his 40s after singing for 20-some-odd years with a family of seven. And he started a company called Sticky Sheets that became like a giant Post-it, the largest pet product, number one most successful in the United States. You just spread it out and it picks up dog hair on your sofa and your won't vacuum, you know, right off your floor mats in your car, and it's so clean right after. Sticky Sheets. I mean, just a tremendous product. Watching him raise $5 million as a guitar player. He didn't know how to do that, and he had a lot of roadblocks for doing it. Or Lisa Nichols, who changes the world with her life. I mean, how proud are we to watch that and see that? So I'm always saying the next day is about witnessing the next miracle, and the next miracle is going to be you.
That is so true. That is so true. So, Bernie, what is the next thing that God has for you? What do you feel that you're going to be doing next?
Well, we're working in discussions with a number of banks, and our goal is to have CEO Space, which is now partnered with a major university on one side, have half of the ownership of the company globally owned by a major bank, and that in all the bank lobbies, 1,800 bank lobbies, we'd have business training offered here. We brought together a top banker, the woman banker of the year, to come in as the chief operating officer and president so they can speak bank and interface. But that will help all the customers of the banks learn about this tool that's available for them. They can do better and have easier journeys, faster journeys, not have to wait to get their profits and their cash flow up.
So, Bernie, what would a person like myself, how would a person like myself or some of my other listeners, how could we have an opportunity to let you coach us?
Well, we do it all the time. They can get with our city clubs. So you just put CEO Space in your city or the nearest big city near you, and you can also go to our home office, which is at ceospace.net, and get on one of our teleconferencing calls. And we do them all the time, and there's one-on-one coaching on those calls. So we actually coach you individually. They're all free, and you get free business coaching. We also do business coaching in over 250 city locations from Manhattan to Honolulu. I'll be in Honolulu all next week. It's where we started. So all of this comes to you with aloha and the spirit of mahalo, because I grew up out there. And so we bring Hawaii to you in our business practices. And I'm going back there for the first time in quite a few months to standing room only club meetings in Honolulu. But you can go to San Francisco or San Jose or Walnut Creek or Santa Rosa or Marin County. Wherever you go, it's like a necklace. If you go to the Beverly Hills Country Club on Wednesday night at 7, L.A. turns out. Standing room only, guest speakers, unbelievable coaching, all free. Beverly Hills Country Club, 7 o'clock, just turn out. And it's like that in cities everywhere, from New Orleans to Orlando. All you have to do is pick your city and get involved, and you'll find the happiest group of business owners helping each other. I just ask you, when you come to network at our place, and all our networking meetings are free, you come in with the spirit of always going to the guest that you're meeting and saying, what are you doing? How can I serve you? That's conscious networking. What are you doing? how can I serve you? You never ask for yourself until someone says to you, but what are you doing and how may I serve you?
Well,
if you can help them, you say, see me. And then you have a meal in 72 hours because meals make money and nothing else does. Bring people to meals and get them hooked up and have meal meetings, separate checks. If you can't help them, say the most magical next conscious words on the planet. I will scout for you. I will scout for you. And we all need scouts to help us.
Well, I know you have your children waiting, and the last thing I want to talk about is that you said that you love your career as a dad more than anything. And you have 9 children. Is that correct, Bernie?
Yes, I do. And one, by the way, is just getting out of the United States Marines with his Purple Heart, having 2 tours in Iraq and having been wounded, but he's okay. And he's had a couple surgeries, and he's going to be all right. So all of that, my youngsters are right now at a restaurant, and I'm going to get them as soon as we're done. They've been to the car holding up how many minutes, Dad? And they're happy because the head of this empire all over the world has been crouched down low at a park in the Tampa area that's all filled with the old Florida woods. And we have been at picnic tables creeping down. You know, in the context of Nerf wars, teaching them how to take style and methods and mechanisms to be winners. And it's not particularly cooperative, but we think that they are conscious in the way we're having them do it. They have more fun laughing and playing Nerf. And so Dad was the major general teaching them how to take strategy and how to move their bodies and things to do like that. So my last group, having raised all these adult children, I'm still on the floor in the woods, rolling around like a crazy person and helping the young generation laugh, because laughter is the highest consciousness there is.
Well, thank you so much, Bernie. You are a blessing to the world. God bless you. I'm going to let you go and enjoy your children and your family. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Constance. Thank everybody for listening.
Okay. Wow, wasn't that a great, powerful interview? He said so much, and it was so profound. You probably, as I always say, you will have to go back and really listen to this podcast again and again and again. And I'm going to encourage you to go to CEOspace.net and take advantage of all of the wonderful videos. As I said earlier at the beginning of the interview, I think I must have taken about 3 solid days where I just listened to all of the great experts, like he said, Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, Lisa Nichols, Les Brown, and those are the kinds of things that will really begin to transform what you think, what you believe, and what you do. Somebody asked me, why did I think that many people were not manifesting? And I guess the one thing that I say to people is that you need to spend more time with truth until it becomes revelation to you. When you hear something, initially it's inspiration. But when you know something in your spirit, because you have spent time with that particular truth, then you are able to implement it in your lives. And it really becomes revelation. So that is what I'm going to suggest that you do. Well, this is Constance Arnold once again in Atlanta, Georgia, with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show, asking you to join me again next Sunday as I interview Jack Canfield. He is the co-founder and co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And I want you to believe that all things are possible for you this weekend, that God has miraculous things ahead for you. God bless you. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.